Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Document readers have come a long way in the last 25 years or so, as they've gradually become more accurate in their reading and more user-friendly in their transcription of printed text on a page into audio or a magnified or visually different appearance on a screen to suit a particular eye condition. Some of these readers are now even portable. The iPal range comprises two desktop and two portable versions, each designed for different levels of residual sight, different ways someone might want to use them, and offering different output options. We spoke to Martin Griffiths from Humanware Europe, which sells these devices, and we asked Martin to first run through the iPal range.
Well, effectively, there's two different situations where you would use the iPal. So we have the iPal Solo and the iPal Solo LV, which are more a desktop solution. So this is for someone who wants to use it in the home. It's mains powered. Generally, it will be kept in one position and you have it on your desk and you leave it there. Whereas the iPal Ace and the iPal Roll are more of a portable solution. So they're battery powered, so it's got internal batteries, but you can actually physically carry them around with you, or you could sit comfortably in a chair and just have it on your lap and read it. So one gives you portability and one gives you the definite ease of use.
And I guess the structure of the desktop variety, the iPal Solos, very traditional, a camera above on a pole, effectively looking down at the document to be read. What about lighting conditions for that? And importantly, what about the output for that?
Well, exactly as you've described it, pretty much spot on there. There's a platter at the bottom, a box at the bottom that contains all the engine, and then there's a camera positioned directly above that. So you know exactly where to place your page because you place it physically on the box. Lighting-wise, the units all do have their own lighting built in. I mean, external lighting can affect it, but with the lighting you can turn lights on and off on the device if you're getting too much light or too much glare.
And the output of the Solo and the LV, is that audio, visual? How do people access the text that they're reading?
The products are very, very similar. So the iPal Solo is audio output. It captures the document or scans the document and then instantly reads that back to you. You can also, if you want to, for output-wise, you can save it to an external memory stick and take it away from you. But the Solo is audio output, whereas the Solo LV, the LV on it stands for low vision. So what that has a screen, a monitor attached to it. So as well as the audio output on that, you've also got a visual representation of the document or the pictures that you're looking at, by where, again, you can magnify the text up or down, or you can use high contrast colours to give you a dark background or a light background or whatever suits your preference.
Now, the portable devices, the iPal Roll and the iPal Ace, a portable device that's going to, if you like, scan across a page of text and read that, has got to kind of be controlled, hasn't it? How does one actually control it?
Effectively, on the unit itself, if you were to hold the unit, if you think of how you would hold possibly a book or a newspaper with both of your hands, so you're holding it on the side, towards the top edge of either side, there's two rollers, effectively, that you can use to control, and there's some tactile buttons on the top that you can use to control the actual navigation and moving around. And for the physical placement of the pages, when you come to capture them and take the images, you just place them directly in front of the actual unit itself.
Is that something that takes a bit of getting used to make sure that you are, you know, running over the page the way you want to read it in a comfortable way?
Obviously, when you come to different layouts of different documents, if it's a straightforward letter, it's very easy. It will go through it from beginning to finish and be very seamless. When you come to more complicated layouts, obviously the software then makes the best that it can of that layout and reads it to you in a logical format, reading down the columns and reading down the different sections. So there is a learning curve where you get used to how the machine deals with more complex layouts. But the good thing is it will always handle the same kind of layout the same way every time. So once you've read a complex document on it once or twice, you realise how it's going to deal with those documents.
And the output for the two iPals, the Roll, I believe, stands for read out loud, so that's an audio output. And the Ace has a built-in screen.
That's correct. So the difference between the two, as you said, the Rory's read out loud, so it has a built-in speaker, or you can use headphones, whereas the Ace has those features as well, so you still have the speech output, but it also has a screen built into the front, so you can then, if you have some useful vision, you can then magnify the text or the images up, or you can set them to high contrast colours as well.
And looking at these as a kind of set of aids to read, I guess it's important to make sure that you really kind of check that you're getting the one that you're going to want to use. Do you feel it is important for people to really try before they buy?
Definitely, yeah. The obvious split is there's two product groups here, effectively, and within the two product groups, there's two devices. And each product group has one device designed at pure audio output and one device designed at visual and audio output. So if you have some useful vision, it's always best to see the device and just check that it suits your visual needs. On the more portable one, you may find the screen is great because it's portable, you can take it around, but someone who requires large magnification on the portable one might need a bigger screen. So then you'd look at something like the Solo LV. So it is very important that if you can, you get along and test them, or you give us a call and we bring them along to you to test.
Now, you probably won't be surprised to learn that this sort of higher-end technology is not cheap, which is another reason why it's best to get your hands on one of these and maybe testing the entire range and shopping around before making a decision to buy. Of the two portable readers we've heard about, the iPal Roll with speech output costs £1,650. The iPal Solo, which also has a built-in screen, retails at £1,750. And the two mains-powered desktop devices in the range, the iPal Solo with speech output, is priced at £1,465. And the iPal Solo LV, which also has an external monitor output, costs £1,745. You'll find these types of document readers in some resource centres, and you can, of course, get more information and details about this particular iPal range by phoning Humanware on 01933 415 800, or you can email eu.sales@humanware.com.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.